Hi, this is Hafsa and Amina Rahman, citizen journalists with our audio journal this week. The month of Ramadan has just begun for Muslims. It's a holy month in Islam where we fast from sunrise to sunset every day for 30 days. We do a lot of worshiping and community get-togethers. It's a special month for Muslims, not just here, but across the world.
I feel like we have an opportunity to get to see a lot of the Christmas spirit or the Hanukkah spirit or maybe even the Diwali spirit. So I wanted to share the Ramadan spirit for those who don't know about it. One big theme of Ramadan is the sacrifice part. We go without food or water from sunrise to sunset. But it's also a time of self-reflection. I like to describe it as a bit of a personal boot camp where you put yourself in a more challenging situation and you try to really work on the things you need to work on as a person. Maybe you need to be more patient. Maybe you need to listen better. All these things that are tough all through the year, we try to push ourselves with an even bigger challenge. Some of the things that are happening in the community is we're having gatherings where we share food together and we meet together to pray and spend some time together as a community. So we see a lot of people that we don't always get to see. One person that I've been interviewing is somebody who came to America and was alone here as a student. He found a lot of community during Ramadan and he was able to connect with people more. Now he's paying it forward. And the last few years, he and his wife have been hosting gatherings at the mosque to feed other students and other people who may not have families around. So that thing of giving back that's happening in Ramadan.
People tend to assume that us fasting and not eating or drinking is really hard and we don't enjoy it. But when I think about Ramadan, when it's coming up, I get very excited because it's a lot of time for personal reflection, working on my faith. And I'm really focused because I have certain goals, like not eating or drinking the whole day. It's actually a really happy time for our Muslim community. We feel very connected to God and to each other. It's a really important time. And I always get the question when I'm fasting, not even water? Yeah, not even water, but we're able to get through it. And it's a really happy time for us. People often don't understand that.
Whether it's the kids getting the extra treats in Ramadan for doing good deeds, because the little kids don't fast, or the adults getting to work on that and feel like the achievement of becoming better. Ramadan has a lot of different facets, and I'm glad we get to share that with everybody.
Being in high school during Ramadan, I definitely think I get a lot of questions because there's a lot of kids that haven't ever heard anything about Islam itself, but specifically Ramadan. They're always very confused on how I just don't eat for the whole day. After explaining and talking a little bit, they understand. They understand why it's important to me, how it goes beyond. Maybe they think my parents make me do it. For me, it's more about this is my obligation to God and it's important to me and I love it. Sometimes it can be an issue with getting tired during the day because I'm fasting with tests and a lot of schoolwork. But as long as I talk to my teachers, usually they understand that I'm going through something that's important. They're very understanding and respectful. Gym class, of course, usually I'm able to get excused because they understand that's a lot to be exercising and not eating or drinking. Overall, it's nice to be able to talk to people about something that's so special in my life. They get to understand something completely new to them. I think a lot of teachers generally do know that students are observing Ramadan, but they don't really talk about it. Around the holiday season, you'll hear teachers and other students say things like Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas, whatever. You don't really hear that as much about Ramadan or Eid or any Islamic important events.
Today, I went to a local high school to give a presentation on Islam. This teacher has asked me to come back every year. I've also done presentations in elementary schools for my kids. She wanted me to talk a little bit about the concept of sacrifice. She's Christian, so she observes Lent. And a lot of people don't understand it because maybe they don't practice it as much nowadays, or the people who don't practice it may not understand it. So she wanted me to emphasize the aspect of sacrifice and what it means to me to sacrifice food and water and maybe other things that I may be giving up during Ramadan. or during the daytimes. It's nice to share that because it actually is a joyful thing for us. Today, my little son came with me for the presentation. He's 7. He doesn't have to fast because he's too young for that, but he wants to because he sees his older siblings doing it. A couple of days ago, he didn't wake up in time to eat the morning meal before sunrise, but he was really insistent. No, I really want to fast. And I had to explain to him, I was like, your body's still growing. Your brain needs those calories. So finally he has accepted that, okay, I'm not going to fast today. But he insisted, I'm going to make it up another day. So that's how enthusiastic he was about it. It's interesting to share that value about sacrifice. It applies to a lot of religions. It's not just in Islam. It's something in Lent. Jewish people fast too. And a lot of other religions have that concept of sacrifice. In Ramadan, as Hafsa mentioned, it can be challenging for people who are not getting the same usual caloric intake. They might be a little sleepy or a little bit tired or unable to do physical activity as much. But it's important for Muslims. We try to do our best to keep up with it. But sometimes there's going to be some things where we need accommodation. People are pretty good about that. Also, people will tend to stay up late at night to pray. That can make them a little more tired too. A lot of Muslims tend to try to do things before Ramadan so their workload is a little lighter, or they plan afternoon naps so they can keep up with the demands of their regular schedule.
It's always a nice thing to hear from like people that aren't Muslim when they say, oh, I heard it's Ramadan. I hope it goes well for you. We personally say to each other usually Ramadan Mubarak, which means it's blessed Ramadan almost. A lot of people say Ramadan Kareem too, which is a similar thing. If you say, I heard about this, I hope it goes well for you. Happy Ramadan. It's nice to hear people talk about it because obviously it doesn't get talked as much about as like Christmas or the holidays.